Coach, congratulations on the victory. And boy, St. Mary's Colgan made it a little interesting there in the fourth quarter, but I thought you guys did a good job of responding and in a big way with 10 in a row there in that fourth quarter to pull away.
Yeah, we kind of survived. We didn't play very well, and, you know, credit Colgan for some of it and credit us for some of it also. But, you know, I don't know if that's our smartest effort we've ever had out there, but, you know, you get different, you know, surroundings and different competition, and, you know, sometimes things don't look like you want it to.
Well, I thought you guys did a good job, especially on the defensive end, forcing 24 Colgan turnovers, a team that's usually pretty disciplined there, and you force them into 24 turnovers, but Colgan shot the ball pretty well, too.
Well, it helps when you're banking a three again and, you know, get some shots. Kid threw up a little hook shot over Drew that was nothing but net, and, you know, we gave him some very good shots that, you know, hopefully we can kind of clean up and play a little bit better than what we did. But, you know, Colgan come up and, you know, they played hard and, you know, they proved that they deserve to be here, and they, you know, that they made it interesting for sure.
Hey, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Trey O'Neill had 17 points, and I thought it was nice to see him have a big game because he's kind of struggled lately, and he really led the team in that first quarter and really for the ball game.
Well, a lot of his struggles has been fouls, and I think Brett took his spot tonight on the fouls, having two, you know, kind of goofy fouls early that, you know, hopefully he doesn't pick up, you know, later. But, you know, we told him don't pick up any quick fouls early, and the first thing we do is pick up two fouls early. So, you know, got to do a better job with that. You know, if you're a starter, you need to get out there and play lots of minutes in that first quarter and let the other guys kind of rotate in and, you know, spell you when you need to.
Well, as the cliche says, survive in advance, and that's what you guys do, winning 61-48. It's either Nemaha Valley or Wichita Independent tomorrow afternoon at 4:45. And talk about the 24-hour turnaround for your team.
It's nothing new. I mean, we've done it, you know, a lot, and you know, this year and last year. So, you know, it's not the 24 hours. It's, you know, just playing somebody different where you got to get comfortable and get ready to play with them.
All right. Well, congratulations on the victory, Coach, and we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, Coach, Glenn O'Neill stepping by here post-game as Scott City wins it here by the count of 61-48.